might have heard that the Metallica boys were gonna play some heavy shit tonight.
Welcome to Metal Up Your Podcast. This is Ethan Luck, and this is another edition of Metal Tales from the Road. We're back. The boys are doing their last and final leg of the North American tour, which is only, I believe, like seven shows until they take another break, and then they head over to Europe. On the phone, filling in, because I didn't hear back from who was supposed to do this episode, we have our longtime listener, our close friend, Mrs. Sarah Sobeck.
Hey, guys.
Sarah is en route to Wichita right now with a carpool full of people. Who's in the car with you?
I have Joey the Box, you know, T-shirt Joe.
Yep.
He's driving. And I have Pete. And then I got my two girls from Australia, Claire and Beck.
Oh, good day, ladies.
He said good day, ladies.
Good
day. They said good day.
That's awesome. Well, that's cool. So, you know, you've done these before with us, and so everyone kind of knows your Metallica story. But for those that don't know, Sarah and Pete have hit and are going to continue to hit every show on the North American run. So just give us a brief little what's that been like. I mean, you guys are black ticket holders, and you've been going to every show on this run, and you're going till the end.
Yeah, well, we missed the two in Canada, so... come Grand Rapids, the last show, we'll have hit 33 of 35.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I wish my schedule allowed me to join you guys on that adventure.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
That's so cool. So last night you went to Lubbock. We're talking about El Paso. It's a few days late. But so what number show is Lubbock for you guys?
Lubbock last night was 66.
Wow, that's amazing. 66 shows. I feel so inferior. I've seen five.
Aww.
I've seen five Metallica shows. I know everything.
I went through, I was listening to the Metal Tales from the Road the other day at work, just like going back through all of them. And it was funny to see how it's evolved since the first episode in Madison.
Right.
Like where you and Clint are like, oh, we got to get to some shows. We don't know if we're going to hit these ones. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, we're going to this one. And then like when Clint just showed up at the one and
St. Louis. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like how much it's evolved.
It's so, it is interesting to like, you know, when we first started these, that was kind of the thing, you know, that got us excited was talking to everybody that was going to these shows. And we hadn't seen one of the arena shows yet. Cause I think at that point we'd already gone to the stadium shows. And so it was interesting just to hear people's perspectives and then finally getting to see that in Birmingham and Nashville was such a treat. And I'm so bummed. I was just comparing my current tour schedule with Need to Breathe with Metallica's and I'm missing the Louisville show by 2 days.
Oh no.
It was so close. And
aww.
Like, and the, I have a day off the day before the Metallica show. Had that day lined up, I could have rented a car and driven up to Louisville from Knoxville.
So
close. I was hoping that something was going to work out, but unfortunately, I have seen my last Metallica show of this tour cycle.
Well, hopefully it's not the end.
I sure hope so. And I don't know if, and we've kind of briefly talked about getting over to Europe to see a show or the UK or something, but we'll see. I don't know. That costs a lot of money.
Yeah, but that would be so awesome.
It would be cool. The band I'm out with doesn't do a lot of European touring, but if I was still touring with Kings, I mean, those guys were in Europe all the time. That would have been more likely that I would have been able to see a show. But and, you know, for those listening overseas, don't forget that Tom Quee, whenever they do the show in England, he's doing a pre-party hang. So go hang with Tom Quee. Argue with him about songs he hates and you love. Well, that's just insane. So you guys you literally been road tripping around the country, and I just saw that on, I think it was either on Facebook or Instagram, that you and Pete hit your 50th state?
Yeah, and New Mexico was the last state we needed to for 50.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I'm so excited. I've been, you know, and I said, we have to I didn't know we were actually going to drive through New Mexico. I thought we had to kind of just go out of our way a couple miles and let's cross the border. You know, for it to count, we have to, like, eat something or go to the bathroom or, you know, stop. It's not just, like, a drive-through. So I said, we have to go to New Mexico for a couple hours. And luckily, the drive-through, we went to this cavern, these caverns in Carlsbad. So we were, like, in New Mexico.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I mean, and even if you, you know, even if you just wanted to hit New Mexico really quick, I mean, El Paso is right there. You know, it's not far from the border.
Yeah, I didn't realize how close it was. So before this, I was like, how are we ever going to get to New Mexico? We got to, that's the last one.
Yeah.
And thank God for Metallica.
Yeah,
they
totally.
They bring us places we never thought we'd go.
Well, and Metallica is, Metallica. Metallica is a beautiful state. New Mexico is a beautiful state. And I've been there a ton. And I've got a lot of friends in Albuquerque. But yeah, it's an amazing state for those who haven't been. I mean, it's a lot of desert, but it is just gorgeous, especially when you get into like the mountain ranges. They're like this cool red color. And like you went to go visit some caverns, which I saw your photos on Facebook, which looks like an awesome time.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. And you know, Pete and I, we actually got married in a cavern.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. So it was like, for us, it was like, that's like one of those things we like to do.
That's so metal of you guys.
And it was pretty awesome because we've been traveling with Joe this whole trip, and Joe picked it out. We didn't even know it was there, so he'd already planned for us to go there, not even knowing that that was one of our things.
Oh wow, that's so awesome.
Yeah,
nice. Well, it was almost like a little maybe pre-anniversary outing.
Yeah, our anniversary is May 1st, so it's coming up.
Oh nice, that's very cool.
Yeah, it'll be 20 years.
You're hitting 20 years. Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I'm not far behind. I hit 14 last fall. So.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you. Well, and you know my wife. You know it's not.
Oh my God,
it's not hard to be married to her.
She is so sweet.
Yeah, Sarah. At our party, basically, like, I was like, "This is Sarah. This is Callie," and you know, an hour later, they're still in the corner talking and stuff. So that was really cool for her to kind of, because she doesn't like metal, she doesn't like Metallica or anything, but it was cool for her to kind of meet some of the people we've been getting to know over the last 2 years of the podcast.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
Heck yeah. Well, I get to see her in a couple hours here. I'm in Huntsville, Alabama today doing a show. So it's only a couple hours from Nashville. So she's driving down with a friend. And then I'm off to beautiful Florida.
Aw, I hope the weather's good. I'm sure it's good. But
it's raining right now, but it's been most of this tour has been freezing cold. We've been up north. We were actually in Madison not even a week ago, and it was like, I think the low was -7, I think. It was not fun.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No. So, needless to say, we got down to the south again. It feels a lot better. We were in New Orleans the other day. It was like 70. And in Florida, it's supposed to be like 75 degrees. And we've got a day off, I think, in Fort Lauderdale or somewhere. And I'm pretty much just going to be at the beach.
Oh, that'll be so nice.
It'll be nice for sure. You got me beat on states you've seen by one state now.
What are you missing?
The only one I'm missing is the hardest one to get to, which is Alaska.
Oh, yeah. Pete was stationed in Alaska with the Army for 3 years.
Oh, easy. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really hoping at some point in the future, some artist that I play with is like, hey, we're playing Anchorage, and I'll finally get to hit my last state. So.
And, you know, Alaska deserves some love. They don't get too much love with concerts and all that kind of stuff.
I know. Even the bands I was in over the years where I was like a member of the band, I would always bring that up. I'm like, we should go to Alaska. Like, not a lot of bands go up there. We can go play, like, at least a show or two.
Yeah.
You know, and I always found as a touring musician that, like, when you hit smaller cities – or places that don't often get tours coming through, that those people are way more excited because they don't get it that often.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a lot of these shows on this, you know, most recent section of the World Wire Tour, because they're hitting a lot of B markets, as we call them.
Yep.
Like Lubbock.
Yep, exactly. And the fans are awesome because they're just so excited to see them.
Heck yeah. That's amazing. Well, sweet. Well, that's a quick little recap of Sarah, or what she's been up to in her Metallica journeys with all her friends, carpooling around the country.
I fear the Metal Up Your Podcast fans are sick of me by now.
No way. Yeah. Listen, the people have not spoken in a negative way about you. Everyone loves Sarah. Queen Sarah, she's always on the rail with open arms, ready to hold a spot for somebody and share the experience with them.
that's so sweet.
Everyone likes you. Well, so yeah, let's jump into El Paso. You and I were texting a little bit, and you texted me a photo right before you were running to the floor to get a rail spot. As people know, with the black ticket, you're part of the Unforgiven experience, right?
Yep.
And then that gives you early access, and you're actually getting in before the people that are doing the meet and greet because they're in the meet and greet.
Right.
Do you feel bad a little bit?
Honestly, I do feel bad sometimes because I know, you know what I feel bad for is the people in GA that really don't have a chance to get the rail and they're in right. line. You know, I met this kid the other day in El Paso and he just graduated from the Air Force Academy like the night before and he wanted to come to Metallica like as his gift to himself.
Oh, wow.
And so we were in line with him all day. We got in line at 7 in the morning, and he got there at, like, 5 in the morning. And I didn't have the heart to tell him, you are not going to get on the rail.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
So I saved him a spot.
Well, and that's actually some good advice for anyone listening that is going to these last few shows on the North American tour or even in Europe, that if you don't have an experience, there's not, a huge point in getting there super early.
Yeah.
Unless you've got someone with a heart of gold like Sarah and Pete that are going to hold you a spot.
Yeah, our whole group, we just, like, made room for them. We're like, I told them as we went in, like, if you see my – look for my yellow bandana. When you see me, just run up to me. And he did. And we, like, all pushed and made room for him.
Well, the yellow bandana is a good, like, flag to wave. I suggest actually taking it off and waving it. Just from the whole time you got to the rail to the time the show starts. Because when me and Clint look for you, I'm like – okay, I'm really tall, and I can't even see Sarah.
And I'm really short, so it doesn't
help. Right, exactly. Well, I'm glad you at least gave that guy a little bit of advice maybe for future shows, you know, because it could be, you know, it could end up being a bit of a waste of time if you're there at 5 right. in the morning not knowing really what is all entailed with the experienced people, you know, getting in so early.
Yeah.
But was there anybody kind of camped out with you getting in early that you maybe hadn't met yet or didn't know before the show? Because a lot of times I know there's like a crew that always kind of, like obviously everyone that's in your car right now all kind of hang by the rail. But was there anybody else that maybe you didn't hadn't met yet that you knew about?
No. So for El Paso, we lined up at 7. We were me, Pete, and Joe. We were the first ones in line.
Okay.
And we don't normally get up that early anymore, but we knew for El Paso and Lubbock that these were probably the only two shows we were going to do rail for.
Okay.
And we were hoping for Lubbock or for El Paso, it was good. We had really great weather. It was like 70 degrees. I got a sunburn. It was
nice.
But then Lubbock, it was freezing yesterday. And yesterday, Pete and Joe got in line at 5 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Troopers.
They're crazy. I mean, I got in at 6.
Oh, still, I feel like from 5 to 6 is a big difference right there.
Yeah.
Like 6 o'clock, you get up, you're like, okay, the sun's about to come up. Like, I can do this.
Right.
At 5 a.m., it's kind of like, no. I should be asleep for another hour.
Yeah, so the last two, we've gotten there really early because we just, you know, these are probably the only two we're going to do on the rail. So we wanted to guarantee those spots.
Absolutely.
And if you're number one in line, you know nobody's cutting in front of you.
Exactly, yeah. And then they see the yellow bandana, and they're like, oh, that's Queen Sarah. We can't cut in front of her.
Aw. Yeah, so we got in line early, and the next group of people really didn't start coming until 10, 11 o'clock.
Oh, wow, okay. So the smart people.
Yeah. Last night I said, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Right.
Like, because it's just so exhausting. Yesterday it was really cold, and when you're tired and cold, you get grouchy, and you know, and then it's eventually going to ruin the experience.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, and honestly, waiting in line that long, I mean, doors aren't till what, 6?
Yeah. Well, let us in a little tiny bit early because of the black ticket.
But you're out there all day long.
Yeah.
That's like pushing 12 hours of just standing or sitting there.
Yep.
And I'm sure people take breaks, go grab some food, bring it back, stuff like that. But, I mean, that's still a long time to sit anywhere.
Yep.
But, well, so you did rail for El Paso, Lubbock. Are you doing rail tonight, or was that it?
That's it.
Now it's time to sleep in.
Yeah, we're contemplating Louisville because Aaron is coming for Louisville, and he's bringing Kendall in with him.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
Yeah, so he wants to have her on the rail because it's her 10th birthday.
No way.
And, yeah, so we're like, okay, we're going to try, but we don't want her standing out there in the cold all day. So
sure.
We would stand out there and hold the spots. But so that's the plan right now, that potentially Louisville, but that's it.
And and if anybody has a problem with somebody holding a spot for Kendallin, they can get the hell out of that arena. I get it when you held a spot for me and like you and Clint were up there and everyone gave me the stink eye because I'm 6'4". And they're like, great, tall guy's in front of me now. But with Kendallin, it's her birthday and she's awesome. So, yeah, she deserves a spot on the rail. She's got to experience that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, let's kind of get into El Paso a little bit more. It feels weird to talk about it since it's been a couple days and you were in Lubbock last night. So try not to get your facts mixed up here.
I know I'm staring at the set list because I already forgot.
Right, exactly. Well, cool. It'll be a nice surprising recap, you know. I mean, and usually, as we've seen, usually the first show back after any break, the set list is fairly safe. You know, it's kind of a lot of staples and stuff. But, you know, exciting nonetheless.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm sure even after 60 plus shows, it's still awesome to, you know, hear all, you know, even if it's all the songs you've seen, it's still Metallica and it's still amazing.
It never gets old. And like, even for example, I'm jumping way, way ahead, but even Sandman, like you hear that intro to Sandman and I still get those feelings I got the first time I saw the video on MTV.
That's awesome. Well, and I feel too, like, you know, and Clint's brought this up. It's like, you know, let's not be kidding ourselves here that, you know, these dudes aren't young and I'm sure they'll make another record. I mean, I think they still have that drive, but it's not like we're seeing Metallica when they're in their 20s, you know?
Yeah.
It's like things are going to slow down a little bit. You know, they tour differently now. They do 2 weeks on, a couple weeks off, you know? So there's a chance that, you know, I've even thought about it. Like, well, what if they decide like, hey, maybe we should hang it up. I don't want them to. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, no.
I do not want them to.
Please don't.
I'm not trying to jinx anything here. I'm just saying. But like, you know, I'm just trying to be a realist here and say like, okay, well, or maybe it's a thing where they do make another record and they tour even less next time. I don't know. So so it is exciting when you get to go to shows and even if it's the same set list or the same songs you've seen 25 times. You got to kind of cherish those moments because it's like, okay, our boys in Metallica aren't getting any younger and they might do another record. I hope they do. And I know Lars has kind of said in the press, like, we'll be doing this till we're 70, you know, like Lemmy. So, yeah, time will tell, you know, but I say while it's happening, take advantage of it and go to as many shows as you can because you never know.
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, you are. Jeez. Like I said, I wish my schedule permitted me to join you guys. That would be amazing. I would be in the car right now doing a really bad Australian accent to your friends.
Oh, my. I've been doing it really bad all day. I'm so excited. I'm going to actually pick up the accent this time.
Exactly.
Yeah. You'd be in the car doing 80s music videos with us.
Oh, perfect. I would love to. I would DJ that so fast.
Yeah.
So in El Paso, you were you saying you were in line super at 6 a.m. in El Paso or for both shows?
Well, we got in line at 7 a.m. in El Paso.
Okay.
5 a.m. in Lubbock.
Okay. So in El Paso, when you got there at 7 a.m., were you the first still? Or were there anybody else there?
Oh, yeah. We were absolutely first. The next person didn't even come till almost 9, just one person.
Oh, wow.
And then the next two people came around 10:30.
Well, maybe in Louisville you can sleep in a little bit and get there at like 8:45.
I know. I still like. I can't believe we got up so early. I'm like every time I say it, I'm like, really? Did I really just do that?
Am I really still doing this?
Yeah.
All I want to do is sleep.
I'm gonna be 42 in a couple of weeks. I'm like, what am I doing?
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't blame you. I mean, I don't sleep in super late. I like to wake up early, but. I mean, I would do that, you know, with you guys once or twice, but after that, I'd be like, you know what? I'm cool.
Yeah.
You know, because even 12 hours of just hanging around can be draining.
Yeah.
And especially in the sun, you know?
Yeah. And then so it's never like a perfect day. It's either drastic heat or freezing cold.
Right. Exactly. So what were the vibes like in El Paso when you're in line? Like when people started showing up, was it friendly? Everyone cool? That's what I gather for the most part when everyone's getting together.
The El Paso line was actually pretty fun because it was nice out. So we all got we went and got sunscreen and like we live in New York where we're just like buried in snow. So yeah. I was like, oh, I had my Metallica tank top on underneath my shirt. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get some sun. I'm going to put sprayed sunscreen all over myself, which did not work because I am very like weak. My skin is like weak. So I burnt to a crisp. And so I've been feeling that the past couple
weeks. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But the line was fun because everybody was excited. It was beautiful weather, you know, and it's the first show of the tour. So. Everybody was super excited.
Heck yeah, yeah. It's always exciting after they take a break and they come back.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're good about, you know, especially with social media posting stuff, especially Lars. I mean, that guy's, like, beyond enthusiastic when it comes to getting back out on the road. And it's just like a teaser every day when he posts stuff, you know, and so you get pumped and get excited for it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's awesome. So, anything exciting happened during the day, or was it just kind of a good hang? You know, did you meet any new friends?
I met this kid that graduated from the Air Force, and he was so sweet and cute. He was 19, and it was like his second Metallica show.
Oh, cool!
His first one was a stadium in Atlanta, and he had the nosebleeds in the stadium. And now we got him on the rail. I was so excited for him.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, and he was so grateful at the end. He was, like, hugging us. He's like, I can't believe you guys did that. It was so awesome.
Wow, what a great upgrade.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
Well, and that's what's cool about you guys and a lot of people that you guys roll with to these shows is that, you know, from my experience, like, no one's super selfish, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if you guys meet somebody and you see the opportunity to, like, make their day better and get them a spot on the rail and make their experience better, you guys are going to do it. And I think that's amazing because there's a lot of people out there that are like, get the hell away from me. This is my spot on the rail. I'm not helping anybody out.
Yep.
Well, good on you.
I've come across a lot of those people.
I'm sure. Yeah,
I try to warm them with my love.
Hey, you know what? That's a good thing to do. We need more of that in this world.
Yeah, we also try to, like, you know, people behind us, because we, you know, sometimes we get a lot of picks, and we'll try to give the picks out to people who didn't get them.
That's right, yeah, so, yeah, you guys did that in Birmingham. That was very sweet. I got a bunch of picks, too. I think the day after the Nashville show, my friend Wes, who you've met, who works for the guys, stayed at my house for a few days, and he brought me literally a whole, like, jar of picks.
Oh, that's awesome. I saw Wes in El Paso. I didn't see him till he comes out, like, during the encore to start undoing whatever stuff that needs to be undone.
Yes.
And so I saw him, and I usually don't yell out people's names because I'm not really trying to get attention, and I don't want to bother people while they're working. So I just wait to see if people maybe recognize me and come up to me.
Right.
But I saw Wes, and he had his head down, and he was going real fast. And I just wanted to make sure I said hi to him. So I stopped him. I'm like, Wes. And I, like, grabbed his arm.
Wes is one of the nicest people on the planet.
And he was really sweet.
Yeah, he's the best. I mean, when we worked together with Kings of Leon, we hung out, you know, every day off. You know, he's a great, great guy, good human being. He's a hard worker, so if it seems like he's not in a good mood, he is. He's just working hard.
Yeah, but I could tell he was focused. He, like, had his head down, and he's going through that pathway really fast.
Yep.
Like, if I don't stop him now, I'm not going to see him because you only see him briefly. It's not like he's in that area all day. He's only there when it's, like, set up and take down or...
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, let's get into the set list in El Paso. I know you've got it in front of you. I am not able to get online right now, so I can't pull it up. But Sarah's going to kind of coach us through the set list.
So the beginning is the Hardwired Atlas Seek, which has been pretty standard the whole tour.
Were people pretty explosive in their you know, cheering and yelling when Ecstasy of Gold started and stuff, since it's a place they haven't, the El Paso, I think Lars said they haven't played there in like 27 years.
Yeah. So when it's always really exciting when the band comes out and you could just hear the level of noise rise as they're running out.
Yeah.
And then people, like, and then you feel the first surge of people when they start seeing them, like, on the rail, when people are... The surge of them trying to get to the rail. Usually you don't feel it, but you felt it there. Like, they wanted to get closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, you know, I, like, having, you know, stood on the rail and back kind of by Big Mick, you know, if you're further away, you know, on the floor, you can't really see the guys until they really pop up on stage unless you're on the rail or close to it. If you're higher up in the seats, you can obviously, you know, I'm sure you could tell where they're coming out and stuff. But it is an exciting feeling no matter how many times you've seen them, you know. It's like, you know, because I know they're just human beings like the rest of us, but, you know, we've grown up with this band, and the second you see them, you're like, oh, my God, there's my idol right there, you know.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so awesome.
That's
and
cool.
Then, you know, and the band, I don't know if they've always done this, but they've been even more friendly. Like, as they're running up and changing their equipment or getting their earpieces put in, adjusting before they run up on stage, they've actually been, like, giving people high fives and... Yeah,
like, that's awesome. Well, I think they recognize too. A, they're a fan-friendly band, and also, I mean, the second they walk out of that tunnel, I mean, they're very exposed. It's not like they're hiding. You know, it's like you can't really ignore the fact that there's everyone can see you.
Yeah.
Especially when Kirk's taking a leak or getting a massage.
Yep.
So okay, so let's we've got the Hardwired, Atlas, Seek. That's like you said, been a staple on this run.
Yeah.
And then what do we got for slot four?
Holier.
Oh, you got that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was, until I just pulled the set list up because it was in Lubbock last night, I already forgot that happened.
Yeah.
I'm like, I forgot we got this. Oh, that one too. Oh my gosh.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that, you know, that's, you know, for those that have gone to a lot of shows, like the slot four is pretty exciting because it does rotate.
Yeah. Yep.
I couldn't believe in slot four in Birmingham we got The Memory Remains.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like that early in the set. That was so exciting. I remember all of us looking at each other like, whoa.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool. And the crowd seemed pretty pumped to hear that song?
Yeah, it was a great song. Just the intro, people just start getting excited.
Yeah. Man, that is awesome. All right, cool. What's next?
Unforgiven.
Staple, of course.
Which has been a staple this the past couple legs. They haven't rotated that one that much.
I mean,
it has been rotated for like Fade to Black, I think, maybe in other set lists.
Right.
But they haven't played it in a while. I mean, they've been playing Unforgiven pretty regularly.
Yes. Yeah. The last couple legs, they definitely have. I mean, I love the Unforgiven. It's a classic. It's you know. It's still easily one of my top Metallica songs for sure, but I do wish they would throw in something else from the Unforgiven trilogy from time to time.
And every time it's the intro, we're like, maybe it's going to be two this time.
Just maybe.
maybe.
And no, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, Unforgiven 3, God, I would love to hear that, you know. And at this point, I don't know, the next time I'm going to see a Metallica show, it might be on the next album, but... Yeah, I love when they throw in a deep cut, you know. Remember the beginning of this arena run? They did No Leaf Clover.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
God.
Like,
and they did Unforgiven 3.
Yeah. Like, why? You know, it's like, you dudes, you did it. Like, you know it.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that to happen again.
Well,
I think they're getting the itch to throw some more stuff in.
Well, maybe you'll get some good gems on the last few shows here, because there's only five left, I think, on the run.
I can't believe it.
So maybe as it draws to an end, maybe they'll feel a little rebellious and think, you know what, screw it, let's do Unforgiven 2.
Yeah.
Forget it. We're doing Sweet Amber tonight, guys.
Oh, I almost said something about Lubbock last night. I should probably keep my mouth shut.
Let's save any other Lubbock talk for Clint, whoever he's talking to, because that'll probably come out in the next day or two as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep my mouth shut, but Lubbock was pretty special.
All we can say, and everyone knows this, is that they played Here Comes Revenge for the first time.
Yep.
Which is crazy. I think that only leaves, what, one or maybe two songs from Hardwired they haven't played?
Yeah.
Murder One.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm glad you got to see that. But we'll leave that. Here Comes Revenge talk.
Because there are some other little things that happened too.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, okay. Back to El Paso. In Spanish, means the Paso.
I love when it translates literally.
Yeah. Which, of course, is Spanish for the Paso. Okay, so Unforgiven, and then what we got next?
Now That We're Dead.
Okay. Which has been that's been a staple since the stadium run. Yeah. You know, and they took that to Europe, and they'll do it again, I'm sure. We got the drum circle vibes, you know, which I found to be a lot easier to kind of get through on the arena tour than the stadium tour.
Yep.
I wasn't, and it's not private knowledge. This is very public. I wasn't super stoked on that on the stadium. It was a little long and drawn out. But the new way they do it, I think, is much better. It's cooler looking. They're playing these pads on top of the cubes. They seem to be having more fun with it now than they were on the stadium tour.
Yeah, they're having so much. And then stadium tour, you can't really see their expressions.
Right, unless the camera's on.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, you can definitely see, for the most part in the arena, you can see that they're having a blast doing that, especially James.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been mixed reviews on the whole drum circle thing, but, you know, at this point, it's not going anywhere with it, for those that hate it or something, you know, it's here to stay. They've done it every show since the beginning of the Worldwide Tour. So,
yep.
All right. And then following that, what we got?
You got the 1-2 punch of Creep and Bells.
There it is. Yeah. And occasionally they'll do the 3 punch with Fade to Black too. I've seen it's happened a few times, which is crazy. 3 Lightning songs in a row. But I do love that these two are back to back. It's a fun little old school, you know, 2 punch slot.
Yep, and that's those are pretty standard at this point too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those two, I can't imagine them playing a show without doing at least Creeping Death.
Yeah.
You know, and then Bells is just kind of like an easy one to throw in. It's short, sweet. It's not really a guitar solo, you know.
And you have to see the crab walk. So it's the only way to get the crab walk.
Exactly. If they're writing a set list and James and Lars are like, all right, cool, I think we're good. Rob's like, excuse me, I have a question. There's no slot for me to do the crab walk. Where's that happening? They're like, oh, right. Sorry, dude. We got to do Bells. You know, I used to kind of hate on the crab walk, and now I've kind of warmed up to it. And I think I need to start practicing it now.
Well, now it's a crab walk duel.
That's right. I wonder if the guys I'm out touring with would like if I did a crab walk on stage on an acoustic tour that I'm on, where everyone's on stools and all of a sudden Ethan's crab walking on stage.
I'm trying to imagine somebody with like a stand-up bass doing a crab walk.
Yeah, they'd have to drag it.
Yeah.
Might be kind of tough with when playing lap steel guitar because it's not strapped onto you, so that'd be tough.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll try it tonight in Huntsville and see how it goes.
I'll be thinking about you, keeping you in my thoughts.
Perfect, yeah. And prayers, because I'll probably lose my job over it.
Oh.
Okay, I assume during Creep, the good people of El Paso had that die chant real loud.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a fan favorite.
That's what I love about this band, too. There's moments on their songs and in the live setting that everyone just knows to sing stuff. Even on the die part where, you know, people still sing the Jason part where he says, motherfucker, die.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a cool thing. It's just this... It's like when people go see Rocky Horror Picture Show. They know when to throw things in the theater and throw things at the screen. And Metallica live shows are that way, where everyone knows certain parts. You got to yell certain things. And it's a cool like feeling of community when that happens.
Yep.
Because you're looking around, you're like, wow, we're all doing the same thing. This is so fun.
It's almost like we all share the same inside joke.
Exactly. Yeah. And like the few people that are there just to see like Sandman just unfortunately aren't going to understand.
Yeah.
Like, why is everybody yelling die? Well, cool. Well, so what's following the lightning slots?
Halo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love that you got that again. We got that. We got that in Birmingham, right?
I think we got it in Birmingham.
Yeah.
But before this, I think the first leg they were playing it really consistent, and then they started using that as a rotating slot.
Right.
So it's nice to hear it every now and then because that one also is a lot of fan interaction.
Yeah, I mean that's one of my favorite songs on Hardwired, and they did that on the stadium tour pretty consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it when they started rotating it out. I was a little bummed, but I was really excited when we got it in Birmingham, and I'm stoked you guys got it in El Paso.
Yeah. So it was a good, that was a good one.
Absolutely.
And the crowd is getting better about singing the guitar part.
Oh, nice. So the... Yeah. Dow, dow,
dow. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, that's another one of those things like Die. Like, people are starting to catch on to that, where, like, it's... And that's another great thing, a good testament to this band, is that guitar parts, if people can sing back your guitar parts to you, you know it's a good part. You know that you did something right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's next?
Then we got Motor Breath.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know there was a different one in Lubbock, which we won't get into, but yeah, Motor Breath is awesome. We got that in Nashville, I think.
We did have it. I don't remember which show.
I think it was Nashville, because my buddy Jeff, who was standing next to me, he's an old school Metallica fan. He was he was real pumped. I think he met Jeff. He was at the party too.
I love Jeff. He's tall. He's a big guy.
He makes me look short.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've known Jeff for a long time now. Probably over 10 years at this point.
Wow.
And if anyone out there is into really cool rockabilly, just cool old school kind of country rockabilly stuff, you should check out his band called Hillbilly Casino. They got, like, I think 4 records out. They got a Christmas record out. They're awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
And if you're, go ahead.
The funny thing with him too was when we were back there talking, he has history with Joe Sib.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was crazy, because they were talking to each other and like, oh, I know this guy.
Yeah. I don't know. You're out here on the tour DJing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff's a good dude. Yeah. Check out his band. Yeah. Or if you're ever in Nashville and they're playing, or if you're ever, they're ever coming through your town, because they tour a lot. It's such a fun show to see. It's really high energy. And their singer, Nick, is an absolute madman on stage.
Wow.
They're really entertaining.
Yeah, I definitely see that.
Yeah. All right, cool. So after Motor Breath, we got
Fuel.
Ooh, nice. Fuel is always a good one. You know, it's like, even if you're not a Load Reload, you know, fan, it's like you can't deny the power of that song, and it's such a good live song too.
Yeah. And it is hot with those flames.
Yeah, it is. It's so hot.
Actually, you start sweating. Like, I can't imagine how Lars is on that kit, surrounded by them, because they're like dripping with sweat on the rail.
Oh yeah, I mean, at that point in the show, I mean, he's already sweating his ass off anyways. You know, but those things are no joke. You can feel, even when in the Nashville show, when we were all standing by Big Mick, you could feel it back there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the exact temperature. I think Matt Thomas, when he had him on the show, explained that to us, and I can't remember what he said, but it's, I'm going to say it's hot to very hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
you don't want to be anywhere near those things and touching them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fuel is always a fun one, and you know, and I'm sure for everyone in El Paso, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people there that probably haven't seen them since they were there last.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, yeah. I mean, they're getting, you know, I know they're obviously not doing anything off Saint Anger or Death Magnetic at that show, but I mean, they're getting Load stuff, or really Reload. And all a bunch of Hardwired stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of content that they maybe haven't seen live, and Fuel being one of them.
Yep.
Which has got to be exciting for the El Pasoians. I'm not sure how you say that. El Pasoans?
El Pasos?
El Pasos. Okay. What do we get after Fuel?
We got Moth.
Oh, okay, obviously. Yeah. That's a staple. The drones are so cool.
They are so cool.
That to me, you've seen obviously way more shows than I have, and I would imagine that doesn't really get old, because drones are just cool.
Yeah, they're so cool, and just the choreography, because it goes with the.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. I'm not very technologically sound. I don't know. But I just don't get it. So I'm one of those kind of people that stare in amazement all the time.
Sure. Well, I don't know like what program they use or how it's done and stuff, but they're all programmed to be in sync together. And I know that with drones, when they're done doing their thing, like there's, you know, a command basically that will send them back to where they started.
Yeah.
So that's why they, you know, so seamlessly go right back into those little pits on stage. But it's really cool. I mean, let's be honest. One drone is super cool. Mm-hmm. But like 30 or whatever it is, 40, 50 drones is even cooler.
In sync.
Yeah, in sync, totally.
Yeah, in sync.
Now imagine going to see In Sync with drones. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Bye.
This has been the NSYNC podcast with Ethan and Sarah.
That might be the only song I know from them.
This week we're going to be talking about the No Strings Attached record and how it changed the scope of pop music. Got any NSYNC fans out there? That's what I thought. Yes. Cool. What follows Moth?
Then we have Sad.
Okay, so this is where we get into kind of the staple. Well, really, Moth is too, but get into kind of the staple end of the set into Encore. So we got Sad But True, which, you know what, play every show. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the only thing I could see that would be kind of fun is to make it a rotating slot of other songs where James could say, "Do you want heavy?"
Yeah, so that'll be a good slot for like Dream No More.
Yeah, totally. Dream No More, Thing That Should Not Be.
Yeah.
Stuff like that I think would be great. But hey, we got Dream No More in Birmingham.
Yeah.
That was a nice surprise. That was a good heavy one. But it would be cool if this was a rotating slot. But I get it. I mean, the Black Album sold quite a few records, just a few. And everyone knows those songs. And so, you know, it's you got to throw the hits in there.
Yeah.
And Sad But True to me does not get old. It's such a good song.
Yep.
I've been trying to play it on lap steel at these shows.
Yep.
Not during the show, obviously, at soundcheck.
Oh, cool.
Which is not easy to do because you're not really using your fingers. You're just using a slide, so it's kind of tough. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to figure out Metallica songs on lap steel, and it's a bit of a challenge.
Pete and I are going to try and go to your show in Albany.
Oh, in Albany? Is that closest to you guys?
That's the close. I didn't look at your entire schedule, but Albany's not that far from us. It's an hour and a half.
Okay, there's two New Jersey shows too.
You're playing at the Egg, which is a really nice venue.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, please come. I will be glad for you to be my guests.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And it's a good show too. You know, even if you don't know the band, it's a different environment for them. They're normally like a rock band with big mm-hmm. production and all that stuff, but it's a really cool looking set with cool lights and things hanging down and.
Mm-hmm.
It's different versions of the songs, and it's, you know, it's a very chill night. You know, it's all theater shows we're doing, but yeah, I think you guys really like it.
Yeah, I'm excited. When I saw you guys were playing there, I'm like, we have to go there.
Yeah, please come up. Yeah. I would love to hang with you guys. I mean, I guess I can make time for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Twist my arm. The Sobeks are coming. All right, so moving on from Sad But True.
And then we get One.
Obviously.
And I'm curious if when we do the stadium tour, because, well, I'm guessing they're going to bring back the lasers.
Yeah, I mean, over in Europe, they're going back to stadium, so I'm sure that whole intro will be way bigger than it is on the arena stuff. The stadium intro to One was amazing.
Yeah.
It was just explosions everywhere. They'll probably mm-hmm. do the Dancing Flame again for Moth.
Yeah.
Which all that stuff is great. Sure. You know, the big blow up M and A. The fire on top of the trusses, all that stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fun to see the different things, how they change the songs up by venue.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Yeah, okay, One, obviously, we love One. It's great. They'll never not play it. Really, the rest of the set, they'll never not play.
Yeah, then we get the, you know, puppets. And
yeah.
And that's like another inside joke one when you yell pancakes go.
I mean, I feel like such an idiot for not knowing what that was for so long. And when I was told about it, I was like, what are you talking about, pancakes go? And then when I read the story, I was like, oh, wow. And now I see all sorts of stuff about it. Like even Charlie Benante from Anthrax posted something about it not too long ago when he was talking about Cliff. And and of course, in Birmingham, Nashville, it's like, pancakes go. I was like, there it is. Now I feel a part of the inside joke.
Yep, you're part of it.
Love it. All right, we get puppets, and then moving into the encore, we get not a huge rotating slot, but it's usually Battery, Blackened. What else do they do? Is it?
They do Spit.
Spit or hit the lights here sometimes.
Or
no, Fight Fire with Fire.
Fight Fire with Fire.
Yeah,
but we got Blackened.
Oh, Blackened. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's rad. So the only thing I'm bummed about with this first rotating slot of the encore is that I still haven't seen Spit Out the Bone.
Oh, that's too bad.
And I saw four shows on the Worldwide Tour, and I didn't get to see Spit. But that's okay.
Oh.
I mean, listen, I'm not complaining about Blackened or Battery.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see Fight Fire with Fire either, but I'm very grateful for what I did see.
Yeah. Oh, but that's too bad. That means you have to go to another one. That's just
I'm gonna have to save up some money for Europe.
you have no choice.
I have no choice. Sorry to my wife. I'm flying to Europe just to go see another Metallica show.
Like, I just need to see one song.
It's just for the chance that they might play it. Not even a guarantee.
Yeah.
All right, so then, you got Blackened. We do, of course, Nothing Else Matters, into Enter Sandman, the staple ending, which is still still exciting, in my opinion.
It is to me, too. Like, it just, there's something about that opening riff. It's like magic.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it instantly brings me back to being in eighth grade and getting that record and just being blown away by that song and that whole album.
It instantly brings me back to seeing it on MTV and then having nightmares.
You're like, there's an old man chasing me in a semi-truck.
Like, no.
Yeah, to me, it's like a nice, sure, I'd love to see them throw it somewhere else in the slot, or maybe end the main set with it or something. But to me, it's just like a perfect bookend. It's like, hey, here's the biggest song we have. This song is really the reason we're still as successful as we are. There's no denying that. That album, if that album didn't do as well as it did, and it did, let's say, did the same as Justice or Puppets, they probably would have kept going for a while. But I don't know if they'd still be a band, or if they were, they would be maybe just the size of Anthrax or something like that.
Yeah.
And they would be the opening band.
Yep.
So I'm grateful for the Black Album, 100%. Well, sweet. Oh, the one thing I forgot to ask, Kirk and Rob Doodle.
The Doodle.
Anything notable?
They sang the El Paso song, an old Texas town of El Paso.
I'm not
out
sure.
It's like a country song.
I'll have to look it up. I'm not sure exactly what song that is, but I'll take it. I think I lost Sarah. Right at the end, too. Sarah? I'm going to call her back. And you all get to listen to it. We're right at the end. All right, we're calling her back. In her defense, she's on her way to Wichita. It's ringing. Oh my God, it's ringing.
I lost you.
Yeah, I know. I kept recording because I said some hilarious stuff while we disconnected.
Oh, man, I missed it.
It wasn't that funny. I just thought it'd be funny because normally, like, I'll make a marker in this session and I'll, like, edit that stuff out. But I'm going to go ahead and leave it in there because I think it's, you guys get to hear the raw, uncut episode this week. Okay, so yeah, so the Doodle thing, I'll have to look that up. I'm not sure what song you're talking about, but I'll look it up just to see what's up. And of course, other thing we didn't really mention was, Rob always completely annihilating Anesthesia.
Oh my God, yeah.
He does such a good job. I mean, he does it justice. He puts his own spin on it a little bit, his own flavor. Yeah. It's not an exact copy, but I think Cliff would be looking down enjoying Rob's version of it.
Yeah, I think it is Cliff approved.
Absolutely. It's Ray Burton approved, so that's close enough for us.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, thus concludes the review of the El Paso Day and show and set list with Sarah Sobeck.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for you guys to hit the last five shows. I can't wait to hear about it and watch your adventures through social media.
Me too. I'm excited and sad at the same time that it's coming to an end.
I know. Grand Rapids is going to be a bummer, I think.
Yeah. I'm probably going to cry the whole time.
Well, if you need someone to talk to, you can always call Clint.
Oh.
I'm kidding. You can call me too. Well, safe travel, Sarah. Again,
you.
give everyone give everyone in the car my love.
Yeah, we're actually coming to you live from the Sarah van.
You what?
We're coming to you live from the Sarah
That's,
van.
Yeah, this is the literal Sarah van we're speaking to. This is amazing. Everyone got a little glimpse, and you can hear people in the background a little bit, but maybe you'll have to live stream one of your trips for the last few days and see. see, ever get it, let everyone get the experience of the Sarah Van.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, thanks again for doing this on such short notice. I really appreciate
anytime. Anytime. I just hope I'm not boring everybody.
No, you're not boring. There's no way. You're not boring at all. Hey, you know what? I chose to have you on, and we choose to have you on in the past. So let it be written. So let it be done.
I appreciate it. Makes me feel so good.
Well, y'all be safe out there. Enjoy Wichita and the next few shows. Like I said, I can't wait to follow along with your posts and see what the boys are doing and how good the shows are. And yeah, and we'll talk soon. And I'll see you in Albany.
Okay. Be safe on tour.
I will. Thank you.
Hey, it's Clint from Metal Up Your Podcast, and we hope you're enjoying the Metal Tales from the Road series. If you've been keeping up with us, then you already know that we've covered every stop on the 2018-2019 North American Arena Tour, and we look forward to catching up with all of our European friends later this year on the Stadium Tour overseas. And there's more! After the Stadium Tour, we are continuing the Metal Tales series for any Metallica show in the past. Maybe you saw one of the Orion Festivals. Maybe you were at the Channel in 1984 and Cliff Burton bought you a beer. Maybe you were at one of the 30th anniversary shows, or you just saw a regular-ass show in North Dakota somewhere. We want to hear from you. Since Ethan and I started Metal Up Your Podcast, we've wanted to find a way for listeners to call in and share their stories. Well, this is it. To make yourself eligible for a future or past Metal Tales episode, please consider joining us on Patreon. For $5 a month, you not only get to come on the show as a guest, you also get both of our Cover Our World Blackened EPs, monthly giveaways like deluxe box sets, rare vinyl, posters, and other goodies. You get early access to our YouTube videos, and we also let you ask our guests like Ray Burton, Michael Wagner, Hailstorm, members of Slipknot, your very own questions. For what essentially amounts to 2 cups of coffee a month, you can ensure that Metal Up Your Podcast continues to grow in quality and content. For any of you on the ride with us, we love you, we thank you, peace and adios. Ha 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 ha